cuts. Hang on, here we go.
I love the error noise of Max.
That's my favorite part.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it.
Too high, can't come down. Losing my head, spinning round and round. Oh, do you feel me now?
With a taste of your lips.
Good evening, Jennifer.
Good evening, Ed.
Good evening, Josh.
Welcome to the Gleeful Podcast with Josh, Jen, and Ed. We are back to discuss yet another week without Glee. And... But it's like, what, 2 days away? 3 days away?
It doesn't even feel like a week without Glee, because I've been listening to the song, so I'm like, I feel like it already happened.
Oh, yes, because you listened to the songs before the episode. We talked a little bit about that last week, how Jennifer and I don't listen to anything. I haven't even seen a promo for the Super Bowl episode. I think I read the title this morning.
Well, then what's the title? What's the title called?
It's the Sue Sylvester Shuffle, I think.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is a reference to the Chicago Bears of like 1985. That
the refrigerator
go Bears.
No one is going
yeah.
to
the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Yes, yeah, a reference that 25% of the Glee audience will get, but so,
I think you're being a little harsh.
You think so? You think more of the audience will get a reference to the Chicago Bears?
I mean, if nothing else, SNL also did that. So
oh, that's true.
Oh, they did a couple years ago.
So that's it's right. not like the most obscure thing ever.
Sue Sylvester Shuffle.
Yes. So it's very exciting to have Glee back. Man, it's been like 2 months since we had an episode of Glee. So this is really exciting.
Really? It doesn't feel that long. I don't know. I've been watching lots of reruns.
Oh, that's true. I watched a little bit of the Rocky Horror last night.
You know, this Saturday on Oxygen, they're going to be playing a significant portion of season two.
Yes, they're doing the Glee Marathon or Glee-a-thon or something this week.
Yeah, I was told by the Oxygen people to plug it.
Okay, nice. Well, here we are plugging the Glee Marathon on Oxygen. Nicely done, Ed.
And this is on Saturday, February 5th.
There you go, yeah.
Just trying to be helpful.
That's my girl.
I'll be watching it the entire time while I'm at work.
So nice. The Glee episode comes on after the Super Bowl?
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
Because it would be hilarious. When I first heard Glee Super Bowl, I thought they were going to do like a halftime show. Like not the halftime show, but you know how sometimes when the Super Bowl is on NBC and then Fox will have a halftime show that lines up, which I think actually they used to do that. And then, remember it was in the 90s when Fox did an In Living Color halftime show and they got higher ratings than the Super Bowl halftime show. And
ouch.
So now it's in your contract that if you ever want to do the Super Bowl, you will not compete with the halftime show.
I don't remember that. I remember when they did a lingerie bowl.
Yes.
During the halftime.
It was like a pay-per-view or something.
Yeah. I like going to the puppy bowl and then watching their halftime show because it's just all kittens. Kittens frolicking.
Yes, that's right. The puppy bowl does puppies during the game and kittens during the halftime show.
Yes.
This is this is like heaven for Jennifer.
It's
like people say like, I watch the Super Bowl for the commercials, which I think is hilarious. But Jennifer's like, yes, I watch it for
puppies.
The dogs. I watch it for the puppies.
I remember
very excited.
Rachel Berry's Twitter's account, the character, not Leah's Michelle, mm-hmm. being like, last Super Bowl, it was like, what's all this football interrupting my commercial viewing experience?
I don't know. I mean, watching the Super Bowl for the commercials is kind of like watching primetime television for the product placement. Like, you're like, I'm awarding the people that are presenting no creativity or athletic prowess to this event.
Well, no, those commercials are sometimes very creative. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and sometimes they're really entertaining. But above all, the next morning, it's what everybody's talking about. And if you don't know any of it, you're just lost.
Am I lost?
You're lost.
And I always wondered why I was so unpopular.
I just go online and I watch them all in a row. There's, you can find a half dozen websites that will just let you just play them one after the other. But it's fun with a group of people, you know, watching the game.
Yeah, we don't have plans for the Super Bowl. Ed, you're working during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm working during the Super Bowl. It's going to be an exciting day.
Wow. Well, Ed, the question that we asked on the podcast and got many fine responses on, I don't call them fine because none of them agreed with me. Is it aunt or aunt?
Oh, my goodness.
Aunt.
Is it are you serious? Is it aunt or aunt?
I've always said aunt.
Seriously? 66% of the podcast has aunt. 100% of the listeners say aunt.
Wow. Wait, how... Wait, 100% and 66?
So 66% of the hosts say aunt, Ed and I, and you say aunt, but 100% of the listeners that emailed me and Twittered me, they all said aunt.
And it's not
aunt. It might be
it's
like a
aunt.
Chicago thing because, I don't know, like it's always been aunt. It's always been aunt.
I think New York is aunt. But, and obviously Southern California is, hey, I don't know. I mean, you know.
Well, it's across the board. Indie Girl 13 says, sorry, Josh, aunt, not aunt. Ms. Chloe Hunt says, sorry, Josh, Jen had the pronunciation right along. So
thank you.
Let's see. Little Curvy says, it's aunt, not aunt, LOL. See, that's just mean. What's that about? You got to... But yes, so if you waited on that, thank you. I don't know what we're going to do on this one, Ed. I feel like I need to admit I'm wrong. But
no, don't.
I was,
because
but now that you're on
my
back.
There's no wrong answer here.
Yeah?
All winners.
We're all winners. That's the theme of Glee. We're all winners.
Well, I'm the only one who's actually an aunt, so I think I know. I'm using the aunt card.
Touche. Touche. I'm going to dictionary.com. I'm putting in the word aunt or aunt. Okay, here it is. And now we're, according to dictionary.com, this is how you pronounce this word.
Aunt or aunt.
Mother.
See, we're all right.
Denied.
Some of us are a little more right, but we're
all animals
right.
Are equal. Just some are more equal than others.
I totally. Okay. Pronunciation note. The usual vowel of aunt in the United States is the a, as in rant. And having the equivalent of hat and the of car, that I don't know how to read this. Anyway, I thought dictionary.com would settle this for us, but apparently it did not.
Nope. Dictionary.com is not taking sides.
Oh. Well, we had some great messages. Let's go ahead and take a listen to one of these.
Josh, Jen, and Ed. Yep, you guys rock. Hey, being a past show choir member, we had a close relationship with our band. I was wondering, do you guys think there would be room in the show for this type of storyline? Again, thanks for the podcast, and I wish I had an as awesome of a sign-off as Ed's, but I don't, so I'll just say goodbye for now.
Well, thank you very much.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It would be kind of fun to have a plot line that actually involves the band.
Well, didn't that they had that got the bass player talk once?
He
or
did.
Guitar.
Oh, so, yeah, he got one line. That was crazy.
Do you want us to leave? No! This will happen.
That would be interesting, though. I mean, it could be fun to have somebody, like, date someone in the band and the rest of the show, rest of the Glee Club be like, what are you doing?
Hold on.
I don't even know their
real
names.
People? They're real people?
Yeah, exactly. That would require a whole new casting choice.
I'd like somebody to have an inappropriate crush on Brad.
Oh, God, that would be hilarious. That would be hilarious but he still has no lines. Like, he has to continue having no lines and being mildly annoyed.
And concerned, yes. I think that would be funny.
Let's go ahead and take a listen to this one.
Hello, this is Michelle calling from Vancouver, BC, Canada. I love your podcast, and I just wanted to say I totally agree with the momentum of this season. I'm having a really hard time watching the show and then having a break and watching the show. I'm forgetting what's happening. I'm having to go, oh, yeah, that's what happened last week. So I just wanted to let you know I'm on the same page with you guys, and hopefully this second half will have a few more episodes in a row that are new. Great job. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Well, we agree with you, Michelle.
Yeah, we should have put together like a little rundown, like, this is what happened on Glee.
That would be funny.
But we have to do it all really fast and talk about, you know.
In the years we've been doing this, Glee and then our Idol show, which has a huge episode this week, everybody, so definitely check out the Idol review. In the years we've done this, I still never cease to be like, so flattered when we have listeners from other countries.
I know.
And, you know, Vancouver's not that far away, but, like, I've never been there, so I think it's so cool. not to you know, speak ill of the listeners who are not from other countries, including this one from Texas.
Hey, y'all. This is Allie, and I know I've emailed you a couple times or whatever, so I want to do some clarifying on the whole aunt-aunt situation that's been going down recently, because I've been really enjoying that, and I just wanted to let y'all know, I'm from Texas, so it is definitely aunt. And, you know, I just agree with Josh. That's the whole, like, aunt is so just like, what's up to you? Blah, 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 British accents. All is necessary when you're saying aunt. So I just want to let y'all know that. And, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. We are all loving it. And y'all are amazing. Okay, thank you. Bye.
And we got Allie from Texas.
Go us. Well. So what I gather from that message is Jen is snooty. is that what the message I'm supposed to be getting? Because that's the message
not.
I got.
Let's see what we have here.
Hi, guys. It's Christine. I'm calling from Australia. I'm extremely bored on a Saturday night, so I'm going to leave a message. Love the podcast a lot. Can't wait for you to analyze the remaining episodes of season 2. And before I hang up, because it will cost a lot, as it's an international call, I would like to say it's aunt, not aunt.
No! No!
Thank you! All the way from Australia.
Relationship person. But yes, keep up the good work. Thank you. See y'all. Bye.
Okay, that just took the international nature of the show to a whole new level. You called from another country.
I think the other side of the world. Kind of, pretty much.
That was so cool.
Off, that's awesome. And
I
not
don't
just because it
agree
makes me
with
right.
Your, yeah, I don't know about that part. But
so maybe it is somewhat of a, you know, a British. I don't know.
But. Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, let's see. We'll take one more message here. I'm sorry, we actually got so many. We won't be able to get to all of them this episode, but let's take one more here.
Hey, guys. This is listener Crystal. I just want to say I love your podcast. I've been listening since pretty much the middle of the first season, and I'm glad that someone actually talked about Glee, because, like, out of my group of friends, I'm the only one who watches it. And I'm like, I'm the only one that I know and discuss it with. I just want to say you guys have a great podcast and keep it up. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Aww,
that's a nice
sweet
way to end. Yeah. So, yes, you know, thank you so much to all the voicemailers. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that we really started the show, is because Jen and I don't really have anybody to talk about the show with.
I know.
And but, Ed, you have some friends that listen.
Well, right? I've been, every friend that I have that watches the show has been like, watch it. Trust me. Just watch it. Just trust me. And then they're like, and everyone's like, oh, I don't know it. And then they're like, oh my god, this is amazing. Why do you doubt me? Oh, why do you doubt me?
Well, half my friends swore that it was going to be the next Cop Rock and would never make it.
That's true, I remember that.
Viva Las Vegas or Viva Laughlin, whatever.
okay, side note.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's this new show on Sci-Fi called Being Human, and it's awesome. And you may think, oh, vampire plus werewolf. Being Human equals Twilight. No. That's like saying Glee is High School Musical. So, same territory, different perspective. So, watch Being Human. It's awesome. Parks and Recreations, too.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, thank you for clarifying that, because I didn't watch last week's Parks and Rec until a couple of days after, and I was seriously concerned that you really ate $1,000 worth of waffles last year.
Really?
Yes! I had no idea you were quoting the show.
Jennifer's referencing one of Ed's tweets. You can follow Ed on Twitter at Edward Giordano.
Oh my goodness, it was so funny.
I know, right?
I was like, I think we need a waffle-vention.
Yeah, we need a waffle-vention.
Poor Ed.
I freaking love Amy Poehler, which had her Twitter account just mysteriously disappeared in the past 2 weeks. I'm like,
really?
But she's got babies. She's busy.
Yeah, she's got stuff.
And our show just came back.
So if you'd like to leave us a message and join the conversation on Glee, you can leave us one at 424-258-GLEE. That's 424-258-4533. We also have an email address, which is gleefulpodcast@gmail.com, and we might have some time for a couple of those.
We should add a segment, maybe not this week, but we should add a... when people reply to us on Twitter, we should read some of those.
Oh, definitely. We'll get to a couple of those tonight. But before we do that, Ed, I told you before we started the show that there was a bit of a surprise for you.
Oh, I thought that was the aunt drama.
Oh, no, it's much more exciting than that.
That was exciting though.
Here we go. Here's a bit of a surprise for Ed. So on Saturday, Jennifer and I woke up, and I said, you know, what I do every Saturday, I said, I'm going to go work out, and then we're going to go get some donuts, because that's
Saturday morning routine.
Isn't that seems logical, right?
It's fair.
Yeah.
And Jennifer said, you know what, I just read on Twitter that Matthew Morrison is doing a live concert at the Grove, do you want to go? And we did. So this is a bit of Matthew Morrison live at the Grove performing Mrs. Robinson on the Oscar Mayer stage.
It's awesome.
This
wasn't his best song.
That's crazy.
Here's a bit of Matthew.
But he's so cute in person. Shoot under that guy's camera.
He is pretty adorable. He came out, he did, about 8 songs. A little bit across the board. I mean, he did some original. He did one original that he said was from his new album. He did this Mrs. Robinson cover, which was not from Glee, though it might be coming up in Glee. He did a bunch of the Glee songs, Gold Digger.
Yeah.
The mashup of Young Girl, Get Out of My Mind and Don't Stand So Close to Me. And then I felt kind of bad because he was like, thank you so much. And he left. And then the audience, you know, it's a free concert. So as
in
soon
the
as you
of
say,
plaza.
Yeah. And everybody, had been standing for a long time, so as soon as you say okay, thank you so much, everybody's like cool, and they started to walk away, and then he came out for an encore and everyone's like, oh, you're not done, oh, okay.
But we got to inch up closer, which was nice. And but he was great. His band was great. His backup singers were amazing. Everything, it was just so much fun. It was a beautiful, it was, you know, 75 and sunny out here in sunny California. And it was just incredible. I couldn't,
he called it the
so
Eminem band for Matthew Morrison band. Here's a bit of Gold Digger. The main thing I learned from watching Matthew Morrison perform as Matthew Morrison is he's not really acting.
Oh, he's totally Mr. Shu on stage.
He does all the same motions.
All the same dancing.
Well, I thought that was pretty much the theme with with almost every character, everyone's just like an exaggerated, more exciting version of themselves.
That's a really good point, actually.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
It is kind of funny, though, to see him do these songs exactly like they are on the show. Like, all the same hand motions and everything.
Because that's what he can do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was so much fun. It was just so spur of the moment, and if we gave ourselves too much time to think about it, we would have talked ourselves out of it and just said, "Oh, you know, traffic is going to be so mobbed." But it was a blast.
I had a plan. I was going to tweet several times throughout the show because I was trying to put up pictures, and I just thought it would be really fun if anybody just happened to be following us at 1 o'clock on a
Saturday
afternoon. But it's 3 o'clock back east, so that's much more reasonable. But I do have to throw out big props to Miss Atwell on the Twitter, who said she was at the Grove, and unfortunately my phone had died, or I would have tried to get in touch with you, but yes, and yeah, as I'm tweeting and I'm like, hey, is anybody at the Grove, we should get together, and then my phone died and I'm like, well, so much for that idea. But yeah, no, it was really cool to see Morrison. I wanted to play a bit of his original. So he tells a little story here, and we'll see if we can hear it about the new album that he's recording.
I'm so proud of the character I get to play on TV. Everyone knows who you are, but I feel like people really don't know who I am, so that's why I wanted to make an album. Because I want to share a little bit of myself with all of you.
Love you! That wasn't me shouting, I love you.
I also see everybody from the audience playing around the game. I'm the sense of the Grove. It's always early, it's always dark when I leave. I check myself in the mirror.
Okay.
It looks a lot like me. It could be London. It's following me back home. And I'm complaining. Why don't you just stay in the room? Isn't that always right?
So that's kind of the first taste I think we've gotten of Matthew Morrison's album. I don't know if that's really the sound I want from a Matthew Morrison record, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. What did you think? What was your tone, Jennifer? Or what was your takeaway from the concert?
Yeah, I mean, if you had asked me, you know, even before I knew that he had this album, that, you know, what would it be on the album? I don't know. I guess I would have pictured more Broadway show tune stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because that's really my only reference for him. And so, yeah, to do kind of like this, you know, soft pop thing, it's really nice. Again, he's a great live performer, but yeah, I don't know. I don't really,
yeah.
I think I'd have to listen to more of the album to then get a sense of who he is, because, you know, obviously that's what he's trying to convey. But
that's it. Yeah, when he says, I wrote this song about me, and yeah, then it's called My Name, and I'm like, well, it's a little redundant.
But yeah. But I mean, it was really, you know, it was still a great performance. I'm curious to hear the other songs, because I know he did one or two songs with Elton John.
Yeah, on the record, yeah.
Yes, so that could be pretty great.
Yeah, you know, Ed, I guess we've read a little bit about Matthew Morrison describing his album as kind of being poppy, and then I think at one point he said it was kind of Bublé-ish. What would you look for, Ed, in a Matthew Morrison record?
You know, well, see, there was the Easy Listening episode, so I kind of... Yeah, he's Broadway, but we're... Like, Bublé's on top 40 radio, so that's probably, like, is this kind of in that kind of style? So it's more like just following, like, you need to have, people need to have a frame of reference.
Yeah.
So that people, so that it's like obtainable. So even like everyone, no matter who you are, if you're a successful artist, you have some frame of reference that you could be drawn to someone else.
Yeah, you're always standing on the shoulders of giants. It's just you got to make sure you pick the right giant.
Yeah. So I mean, if the songs are good enough, he's gonna get radio airplay. So
yeah.
And if the songs are Mark Salling.
You know, I worry a lot about this. I want to say I've mentioned this on the show before, but, you know, like, I'm a huge Idina Menzel fan. I have all of her pop albums, and they all suck. And I'm a big Linda Eder fan, and I have all of her pop albums.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just, there's a certain trend in, you know, like, Kristen Chenoweth's pop albums all suck. I mean, the guy that was in, who's the one in Rent who did Adventures in Babysitting? Adam.
Anthony Rapp.
His pop album is unbearably bad.
I think the issue here is, like Idol, contestants get consumed by the theme, so they're instead of trying to make their theme fit themselves, they're trying to fit the theme. So they're trying to make a pop album by doing like pop things, whereas what they should be doing is making a pop record that they put themselves in.
Hmm.
So like, make it a little Broadway. If that's where you stand out, Idina Menzel, you know what? Make it a little Broadway, and people will accept it for what it is, because that's where we are right now. If it's good enough, that's a little tagline.
No, you make a really good point. I mean, you know, yeah. Essentially, your message is like, if you're going to make a pop record, just kind of go into it knowing who you are and what you do well, and find the place in the middle. The guy who was in Johnny Gallagher, the guy who was in Spring Awakening, and he did a really great kind of eclectic indie pop record, which was essentially Spring Awakening, but it was really good, and kind of how you described it, Ed, like, he wanted to do a pop rock record, but he also, you know, knew what he was good at, and he knew where he was coming from. So, yeah, you know, there's probably something to it. I'm sure we're going to get albums from all these people. We're going to get albums from Lea Michele, I'm sure, in no time, who just signed on to New Year's Eve. Did you see that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, the sequel to Valentine's Day.
Wow.
You know, I'm sure we'll get albums from all these guys eventually.
She has to do just a Barbara cover album. She has to.
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to try at least a few things that are a bit more out of the box than Barbara, but I get your point. So, yeah, that'll be pretty interesting to hear. Ed, have you heard Mark Salling's album yet?
No, but I heard the lead-off single, and they lost me, so...
Yeah, that was pretty bad. The first lead-off single was a little rough, but, you know, I do feel it's worth a listen, and we'll have to discuss it on the show at some point. I always forget about it, and I feel kind of bad, because, like, we talk about Glee every week, and I still manage to forget about Mark Salling's album.
It kind of came out with little fanfare.
Oh, like, almost none.
Yeah.
Like, shockingly little.
Well, the only thing I heard about it was an interview with Ryan Seacrest that they played everywhere, and that was, like, the end of it.
Yeah.
The beginning and the end of press.
Yeah, and they played one, the single on that one, the one that he later said was inspired by I Will Survive, and that was pretty much the end of it. I feel kind of bad. I mean, I'm curious where that went. You know, it's not like he was making a really indie record, and he can't really tour on it. He's too busy to tour on it.
So well, he could tour in this. Well, he could. There's small periods of time in which he can tour.
He could do the off season. Yes, you're correct. He could find time in the off season. But yeah, so, you know, that was our Matthew Morrison.
Yay!
Our Matthew Morrison adventure.
That was so much fun.
Which is very exciting. So let's see here. We had a couple. So listener Emily sent me a picture. I'm going to send this to Jennifer, or I'm going to show this to Jennifer. And I don't know if you've seen this, Ed, but there was a child actor in the movie School of Rock who essentially looks exactly like Chris Colfer. And was kind of playing a very similar character in School of Rock. He's famous for having the line, "You're tacky and I hate you." But
is he credited on IMDb?
The actor or the... Oh, I do not know.
Well, here, I'll look it up while you do that.
Because
I can.
Because you can. Listener Tori, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention this. She weighed in on the aunt debacle.
Debacle.
She said...
Not debacle.
Can I add a third option? I'm from Alabama, and most of my family pronounces it ain't.
But wow.
So thank you very much for sending that email. There's a couple missing episodes that I need to respond to. I apologize for that. We got this email from listener Megan that I wanted to mention. Listener Megan seriously sent like one of the sweetest emails we've ever received ever. And she actually said, you guys are the reason I got into Glee. And it was completely on accident. My friend was watching Glee and she loved it and kept trying to get me to watch it. I kept saying no. And then I was on iTunes one day and almost literally stumbled onto your podcast. I really don't know if it was a glitch in my computer or what, but your entire show was downloaded to my iTunes library. iTunes is just pushing your crap. They're like, you gotta listen to it.
Wow, that's quite a promotional.
Anyway, she went on to say some nice things about the show, and she said, things at my high school aren't as bad as they are in Glee, but they're still pretty bad. Glee in your podcast has helped me out a lot. Aww. And I just wanted to, you know, kind of in this forum, just say thank you so much to Megan. It's one of the nicest emails we've ever gotten, and it... tearing up just a little bit. Just reading it now for the listeners.
That's very sweet.
And so, yeah.
Again, we did this because, you know, it was something that we all felt that we were really going to enjoy. And the fact that other people enjoy it as much and get to take away different things from it, we couldn't ask for anything more.
Yes, and Ed, you had mentioned some of the Twitters that we should call out. We did get a Twitter from Eddie Ginsberg asking if we could make a list of the Glee characters that have their own Twitters, not the writers, but the characters.
Oh, you know what's so frustrating? I was listening to last week's episode and I was like, Druid Dude is Kevin McHale.
Yes,
I want to yell at you so hard. I want you to know.
There was also the Jayma Mays and Adam Campbell video that came out this week. Did you see that, Ed?
No, I have not. I didn't even know that existed.
Oh. It's a little long to play on the show, but it's part of a series called Below the Line, which is about two PAs on movie sets. And they're talking at the craft service table, and one of them is like, dude, that girl Jayma Mays, she's on the show today. And the other guy's like, awesome. And he goes, she totally just took me into her dressing room and made me make out with her. And he goes into, like, you know, in-depth detail about all of the things that he says Jayma Mays did to him. And then Jayma's husband, real-life husband Adam Campbell, kind of walks up while he's telling this story. And he's like, no, 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 I like this story. Keep going. Keep going. And then Jayma shows up and she says, yeah, I'm surprised I was able to do all of these things considering I've never met you before. But yes, it's a very cute video. You can find it on our Twitter as well. And it was a lot of fun. But yeah, you know, it's we've got Idol next week. We're going to try to do a show on Sunday night, or this week, this Sunday.
Glee,
wow.
But you were so good. You were so...
I made it almost the whole show.
So close.
We've got Glee this week. We're going to try to do the show after the Super Bowl. So we'll have our reactions on it right away, and we're definitely looking forward to doing that. And yeah, you know, there's not a whole lot else to talk about. Jennifer, do you have anything else Glee related?
No.
Ed, do you have anything Glee related, or maybe some iTunes reviewers?
Oh yes.
Oh, I do have some iTunes reviews. I do. Okay.
Yes, because we weren't able to do them last week.
Okay, we have Matt Blind, Sandy Harris, Momer, Angelica 2650, HGMH, Brandon Hortmuth, Theater Gleek, and Eve's Euphonium. Thank you so much for reviewing us on iTunes, and continue to do that because that's super awesome sauce.
Yes, so, you know, now we have all kinds of ways you can participate in the show. If you would like to participate, you can leave us a voicemail at 424-258-GLEE. You can send us an email to gleefulpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at gleefulpodcast. I'm at High Tech Elvis. Jennifer is at Jenny B Creative. And Ed is at Edward Giordano. Ed, you've already listened to all of the songs from this Super Bowl episode?
Yes.
In a word, give me the one sentence reaction without ruining anything.
On point.
On point.
Interesting. Okay.
Interesting. Well, I'm curious to find. I'm very excited to find out what that means.
Yeah.
You only give you one word, and I took two, and I feel like I didn't even say anything.
Well, I think I clarified, and I said you could have a sentence.
He upped it to a sentence.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever. I stick with my answer.
I'm all about rules on the Gleeful Podcast.
Such a stickler.
Well, that's pretty much it for us. For the Gleeful Podcast with Josh, Jen, and Ed, I'm Josh.
I'm Jen.
Traveling from your world to mine. Oh, no, I'm afraid. Darn it. Traveling from my world to yours. Darn it. Let's pretend that didn't happen.
Are you on wow, sound effects.
Okay, wait. Do it again.
Oh, wait. Here we go.
Okay, we're going to do it again? Okay.
Yes. For the Gleeful Podcast from Josh, Jen, and Ed, I'm Josh. Wait, no, you started playing already.
Go back.
Okay, take three. Here we go. For the Gleeful Podcast with Josh, Jen, and Ed, I'm Josh. Darn it. Okay. For the Gleeful Podcast with Josh, Jen, and Ed, I'm Josh.
I'm Jen.
Traveling from my world to yours, I'm Ed. That's it. Is that lame?
That is lame. An awesome keyboard, Ed.
We'll talk to everybody in a couple days. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Little bit of remix action.